And Daf Kuf Ches Amad Aleph, just let's go over quickly the last Gemara with Rav Sheshes, and then we'll see the Taisvit. Rav Sheshes, Havi Yosef, Betanise, Kol Maile Yoyme, the Pisre. Rav Sheshes fasted, Erev Pesach. Neymo, Kol Sobha Rav Sheshes, Somoch Lemincha Gdoyle, Tanam, that the reason one is not permitted to eat Erev Pesach, the zman that one is not permitted to eat erev Pesach is from mincha gedoyle umishup pischu dilma osi mimshe, that one is not permitted to eat from the zman mincha gedoyle because maybe he'll be nimshach in dachila vaosi limnuyim ilamevet pischu. That is the reason why the Mishnah holds one is not permitted to eat from mincha gedoyle. Bisovalo, and Rav Sheshes personally holds, and he holds la'lochem like Ben Pseire, that a Kolben Pesach mikeredin can be geshochtin from the morning. Man pischu, the according to Ben Pseire, the whole day one can bring a Kolben Pesach. The Sovar Ben Pseira holds Bein Arbayim. The translation of Bein Arbayim is Bein Erev the Esmel, from when the evening ends, Oyle Yudalid, Le Erev the Idna, to the evening of Tesvav. That's Bein Arbayim. So the whole complete day from Aloysa Shacha till the Erev, the Hayoim, that's the Zman HaKrovit. The Memela we see from Rav Sheshes, the Rav Sheshes hold that the reason one is not permitted to eat is not al tzachila gasa, then you wouldn't start from the morning. No, the reason is al duma osel mimni milavet pischa, and according to Ben Pseire, so this gzeire is applicable the whole day. Omri, so the Gemara says, like, no, that's not muchach, but that is pshat in Rav Sheshes. Shani Rav Sheshes, the Istanis Have, he was an Istanis. The Toim Bitzafre Midi, if he ate something in the morning, La'utala Have Mahanilel Mechle, he was unable to eat at night. So that's why he didn't eat a whole day. As Ram says, Le Motzle Mechle Matzel Teyovin Liyut, they couldn't eat Le Teyovin. So Mamela, that's why he did not eat a whole day. Rav Sheshes, Avi Yosef Betanisa, the Ktoisvis, Lav Davke, Elishomer Atzmoi Milechel. Does not mean that he fasted. No, he did not eat. So, in the Meiris Gemara, they bring down that someone says, Pshat and Taisvis as follows. We learned before that a filu, according to the Mishnah, that Erev Pesach Samach Lemincha Lo Yoichel, so the whole Isser is Dafke, and Isser Achilles Pas, Achilles Sude. But Achilles, Targime, Peres, Boso, Yerokis is Mutter. So Memela, because according to, because it's not Nimshach, it's not Masbia. So Memela, so that's what Tais wants to say in the first Mahalach, Lav Dafke. It means he did not eat a suda. That's a Yosef Batanis. But not that Taki was Taki Misane. There's no reason to be Misane. Inami, Hoyimekabel all of Mamishtainis, Kidei Shienizka, Vinizal Milechel. Maybe Taki, Miikaradin, Achilles, Peiris, and Bosor is Mutab. But personally, Rav Sheshes was mekabel and himself and tainis to make sure they shein nizkar v'nizor milechel. So he made up a siog l'dvorov, and he was take misane. The Mishnah Melech is ma'irer that the Rambam says that the day that a person brings a korban pesach, the day a person brings a korban period, that day is a yontif. It's also the hesped, the betaynis, the b'malocha. So it's ma'ira, so it's ma'iradik modne. He says, Rav Sheshes fasted the whole day, according to the second teretz of Taisus, he fasted the whole day. Since one can bring a kolben today, So Memela, he wanted to make sure he wouldn't be nichshal in achila. So Memela is mekabel tainis. So how could he do this? L'chayre, the kolben is a sibbe to isel tainis. How could the kolben be a sibbe to takabolas tainis? One is not allowed. So that's what the Rambam says. A day a person brings a kolben is also best, but the betainis of the meloche. That's the Mishle Malach's kasha. Now Taisa says further, v'abochoyreis nohagulis anis erefeisach. There is a minig that the bochoyreis amis anis. That the Mishle Malach explains could be this is not such a kasha. Even this was a taconic dume. This iser tainis is mitzad minig. There's a dinyontav that is also betainis. But could be the tainis program is a taconic dume, so that overrides this iser tainis. Rav Sheshes is kabbalas tainis, that's more problematic. Rav Sheshes nahagol is anis erev Pesach, diktonim mesecha seifrim, sheim is anim benissim, elo Rav Sheshes perev ha-Pesach. Neima kosova Rav Sheshes mishum Pesach. The Gemara wanted to say, could be, the reason Rav Sheshes did not eat was because of Shazman HaKrobes HaPesach. Fractor Toisves, Va'av Olgav, Da'ashte Leke Pesach, Bizman Rav Sheshes, there wasn't a Korban Pesach. Mikomokim Ha'isel, Shohoyo Bizman Abayis, Loibo. The Toisves weiter, Va'av Olgav, Rav Yehuda Bem Seire, Loimachshe, Elo B'dievet. Rav Yehuda Bem Seire that says May Erev Ad Erev Bein Arbayim means from Alois HaShachar one can bring a Korban Pesach. That is only B'dievet it's kosher Le'mashal B'dievet. Avol L'chatchila Oser Mishum Le'sishchat Al Chometz Le'sishchat HaPesach V'adayin Chometz Kayin Advov Shoyz V'le'ashkan Tanit Depolik. Taisvis seems to learn that in Leisishchat al Chometz the Rishash is Mavayer, that this is Mavu in the Sugya Dafeyam Adalet. Leisishchat al Chometz, besides being a lav proti on a person who is not permitted to shecht if he has Chometz in his possession, in Leisishchat al Chometz, liknachazach, that one should not shecht a korban Pesach in a zman when it's permitted to possess chometz. It means that he would be mevayer his chometz, but since it's a zman that one is permitted to have chometz, so one should not shecht a korban Pesach then. So Memele, it's very interesting, so it comes out, there are two psukim. There's one pasuk that says, in hechsher a korban, it can be brought Bein Aboyim, may Erev ad Erev, that it could be brought in the morning. Afal Pikein, one should not bring it in the morning. The Kolben is a kosher Kolben, but there's an Isser Taket. Taishas Dachmi said, I feel that he has Chometz alone, and he shechts the Kolben Pesach as a kosher Kolben. So, me Erev is telling us, but the Evid it says, man, Havos HaKom, but is the love is longest, Leishishchat HaPesach, Vadayin Chometz Kaim, Advov Shoyz, Rashkan Tana Depoli, Mikol Mokis HaMemele, so why did he fast? Maybe he won't bring it, now that Bechlal, Azman Havo, Hotshvulu, it's kosher, but the Yevet, but it's not Azman Lechatchila. So Taisus answers, Mikol Mokim, Kivin did the Yevet kosher. But since b'diyevet, if one would bring a korban Pesach, it would be yotze. Svira le'lahachmer shle'lecho min ha'boikas. Already, he was machmer nazman when a korban Pesach could l'maise become nikrav and it would be kosher. So he was already nizah from eating in that zman to make sure that achila will not be mamshechem from not bringing a korban Pesach. And he held this achila starts from the zman when b'di'evet, if you'll bring it, it's a kosher kol. We had in the Mishnah Vayitev, afilo onisha b'Yisrael lo yoichel ad sheyes yaseh, that that anoni shebi Yisrael is also chayiv behesayde. Itmer matze tzorich hesayde. Matze needs hesayde. Morer ein tzorich hesayde. Yayin. What about yayin of the dalet kaisis? Itmer mishmei der Rav Nachman tzorich hesayde. The itmer mishmei der Rav Nachman ein tzorich hesayde. You don't need hesayde. Look, the Gemara of Loi Pligi. There's no machloikis between these two members of Rav Nachman. Ho betarti kasi kamoi, ho betarti kasi basoi. One member is speaking about the first two cases, and the other member is speaking about the second two cases. Now, which two cases did Rav Nachman say you need a seibe, and which two cases did Rav Nachman say you don't need a seibe? That's already a machlokes. Omri lo lahai gise, ve omri lo lahai gise. The machlokes. Omri lo odesei lahai gise, azoi, trei kasi kamoi boi yeseibe. The first two cases need a seibe. Da hashte u de kom maschel lo cheres. The first two cases are niskin on the hagode. That God speaks about the Yitzhiya me Abdes Lecheres. So me mele, the din hesebe, let us be mamtik a little, the Birchas Avrom brings down the Loshon HaRambam. He said that the Rambam explains what's the mekur of hesebe. Rambam says, B'chol der v'der, chayev odom lahagois es atzmoi, ki ilu hu ba'atzmoi yotzo atom mishibut. That the actions and the anhogis by the Seder, one witnessing how he is doing the Seder, so one, it should look like how a person who was an Evet was freed. So the Rambam says, therefore, k'shesoyed odom tzorich lechel v'lishtois v'humesek. So the chiyev haseibe is neiveya from the chiyev laharis. Laharis es atzmoi. So memele, so the first lashon held that the chiyuv laharis es atzmoi is in the zman hagode when we speak about hitzionu me'avdus lecheres the komascha lecheres fakir, that is then the chiyuv is laharis the komascha lecheres trei kasi basroi, then is the mitzvah laharis and then is the mitzvah of a seibe. Trei kasi basroi, the two later cases, leboye seibe. May da have have. That means already by the after we're finished with Agode, now we're speaking about the Gula Sida. But the Yitzhiya me avdus lecheres, we're not speaking about anymore. The inyan hiros cheres is when we're speaking about the Yitzhiya, we're speaking about the transition. May Abdus Lecheres, so then Fakelpye. Then there's an Indian of Hesebe Laharis. Laharis is a Cheres, to show the Geula, to show the Cheres. The Musik of Cheres is a person who was an Eved, became a Ben Chorim. So then this is Man Laharis. By the second two cases, there's no, by the have, there's no yitzi anymore. There's no transition anymore. So then there's no inyan laharois es atzmai kilo hu yotzo. So there's no mechayev of hesebe by the second two cases. But omri lo lahai gise, another say afakertes for adarabe. Trei kasi basroi boi hesebe. Ahi shaita de kahave cheres. When we're speaking about by the second half of the Seder, so then we're speaking about pure Cheres. That means we're not speaking about this man of Avdus. We're speaking about Cheres. So verkehrt in this man that doesn't mention Avdis, that's this man that we have to be Marecheres. Frekasi kamoi loi boyesei bedekate avodim ayinu koma. We say avodim ayinu. So the first two cases does not only speak about Cheres, it speaks about the Avdis also. The Chelika Avdis, which was existent in Mitzrayim. So that is not this man to Laharis es atzmoi, the raw of Cheres, so that is not this man of a Seif. So here we are, Machloikes, in which two cases, that's for sure, there's only a Chiev of two cases. The Shaila is, which two cases? So the Gemara, Hashta de itma hochi, ve itma hochi. Now that we have here a machlokes, others say you need a saber by the first two cases. Another say you need a saber by the second two cases. Is idi ve idi bo a saber. Before we see pshat in the sugya, let us just see for 1 minute the Ran. The Ran on the rib. That of Gimel Amud Aleph, the first run after the lines get wide again. The Bramasal Bahashta. Bahashta ditma hochi vitma hochi kulo boya seder. So now all four cases need a seder. Frekte ranakash evapo gav de baal mekai melon ipche. The whole sofik the rabbonon le kula. Fakir, the whole chiv is saved as a chiv the rabbonon. We should say sofik the rabbonon le kula. The first two cases it's a sofik. I mean, mochiv am not mochiv, sofik the rabbonon le kula. The second also. And the teran, given the love, milse de tirchehi of dinen le rabcha de milse. What is if you make a sebe, it's not a tirche. So the Bichas Avram explains that the gather of Sofik Terabonon Lahokal is that you're permitted to take a gamble. That means you're not mechuyev to be machma. You're permitted to take a gamble. Look. But there's a svara miyeis toiv. If you could avoid it, the bishlaim if would involve a tirche. No. So then we have a kula by achiv Terabonon, one can be mekul. The besare milse de tirche of dinu l'rafche de milse. Kach pirshuzal. Velini re dal kolchach boi bemevet esebe bekulu. The Ran says, no, it's not a p'smiyois toi, not a rafche de milse, no, mika adin is mechuyev to make a sebe by all four. Dinezel lekule, if you'll be mekul, amai nekul bahani tvei mahani, so why could you be mekul by this one more than by this one? Be nekel betavayu. I'm going to say to say that the second one doesn't need to say that. By the second one, maybe the first one. You have no legitimate reason to choose one. Be nekel betavayu. Or mi akra mitzvah sasei belagamri. So you say something to Rabbana Lakula, so the whole mitzvah will be neka to ignorance. So therefore, he has to be meisiv on all four cases. The Mishnah Melech, Perik Aleph, Halochi Yud Aleph, and Hilchos Megillah, is Ksastire from Aran and Megillah. The Aran and Megillah says, by a similar halacha, what is the din? Like this, we know the halacha is that the Orim HaMukofes, Chayme Mimayish Yeshua Benun, are Kairei Tesfot. The Orim, which are HaMukofes Chayme, Akaira Yudalit. What if you have an ear and you don't know when it was Mukav Chayma? Is it Mukav Chayma of Yemesh Yeshua Benun, or was it Mukav Chayma later? So the Ran says in Megillah as follows. Havalei Sofik Shal Devrayim. So Sofik the Rabbonon. Did you say Sofik the Rabbonon? So you say, so you don't name Yudalit, because maybe it's Mukav Chayma. You won't name Tezvot, maybe it's not Mukav Chayma. The nimza poitraim bishneim, who bought from imeno bevade mikra megillah. That's not an eitze, a pater bechir, bevadai. The vikach, so there the Ran says, kaire berishin. So you learn the first one, upoita bishneim. What's the inyan to be kaira berishin? So the Mishnah Malach explains that take if shabbat mitzvah yada yikaim in. I have to be mekaim the mitzvah once. I don't know when to be mekaim, so mekaim the yodalit. Tezvov, the shalom, I'm mechuyev to be mekaim again. So he sabit the rabbon of the kula. So the Mishnah Malach asks, so there you see, we have a similar situation. So tzofik and achiv the rabbonon, and there you say, can't say Sofik the Rabbonon legamri, because come out they won't lay in the Megillah. Poitre b'shneim, a bottle men of bevade mikre Megillah. Some of them it's a pater, a shtot that's a mechuyu mikre Megillah bevade, I don't see in it. We can only Sofik the Rabbonon lehokal is, we can assume and hope that we're doing the right thing. So Mamela, we choose one. We choose the, so you lay in the first one. Here, the Ran says, since we have no legitimate reason to choose one more than the other, so therefore we have to do both. So the Mishnah Malach says that there's a chilek between these two cases. Over there by Mikra Megillah, let's start over here. Over here, there was a takonas chazal. Chazal made a takonah, you have to make a seder. Now, what you're going to go and say, no, I'll make a seder the first two. Right? So it could very well be you were oike the takone. What if the takone wasn't the second two? So you were oike the takone. By samazoi by chance to pick out one, so you're not accomplishing anything. Just, it could be you being oike the takone. You have no hechoche that we should do the first more than the second and the suffix. So memele, so it's called by samazoi choosing one, could be your oike legamri the takone. So therefore you have to do both. Ma she'en kein, by Mikra Megillah, there was two takones. There was a takone that the Orem Mekofis, like Tezvov, not Mekofis, like Yudal. That takone is a takone. I mean, the takone is not Neka. We only have now a protistik ear as a suffix. What should they do? There's no akir is a takone. So then we say, listen, take a chance. To tell him not to lane at all, that's not, you're telling him zikha not to lane. So him we say, take a chance. Maybe you'll be mekayim the mitzvah. Maybe not tak, but that's obviously rabbon local. And this sofik, because this sofik we could be mekala. Could take a chance. But you only take a chance when there's no akiras atakone. There's only a sofik, was I mekayim achir. But here, by taking a chance, could be we were oike the whole takone of a seibe. Then Chazal did not permit to take a chance. Now let us see the Rashbam. Ad she yaseh a seibe shel tzad smoil. Matze tzriche a seibe. Sha'oichel matzah shel mitzvah laila harishen. He needs a seibe. Ke b'nei chayrim, yes, either like a b'nei chayrim. Shohu zeiche legula. The matzah is a zeiche for the geula, so it has to be eaten ke b'nei chayrim. Morer ein tzorech a seibe, shu zeiche lavdes. Du shaita mishtoi becheiret. So this is going on the first lotion that you mace by the first two cases. Ushaita mishtoi becheres ubegula shoi meragode. Then he's saying that gode. So that's this man mishtoi becheres the cheres and gula. That's the man of chayv adam laharis etzasla. So the Rashbam has to shemina mina da bo koises tzorich haseibe. Morer ein zorech haseibe. Zogt Taisus. Mai da hava habe. Shekva omru gule lifnei hasude. We said already the gule lifnei hasude. So for Kessel, the first loshen held, second loshen held, first loshen held Taisus, that later the whole inyan of a seibe is the Yitzia may abdus lacheres. But now there's no yetzias. Shekva amu gulos neyasudes. Then you have to be meisav laharis. Now there's no chiyuv haseder. Fragt euch Teusvis, wa afal gab de matze zriche hesebe. Fragt Teusvis, nun matze is also after the gula. Matze, but he is not the gula. It's after the gula. So just like you say by the second two cases, mai da have have. So lochere by matze, we should also say, mai da have have. We're finished speaking about the yitzia me avdus lochereis. Shani matze, Shu'iker sude yoiser miyayin. Matze is the iker sude yoiser miyayin. We have to understand what this means. The Birchas Avraham wants to explain this taisvis. Behegdem is mebings abriskero. Is Mavayer Amachloikis, the Rambam, and the Rosh. Losh in the Rambam is when the Rambam speaks about a Seder, the Rambam says as follows. Shesoyit balayla hazeh, sorich lechel velishtois vuhu meisiv. When he's eating, he has to eat and drink, and he's meisiv. The aim is I tzrichin hasebe, b'shas achilas kizayis matze ushtiyis talit koisis. Ushar achilos ishtiyosai im hesev areze meshubach. So the Rambam weiss tachoyis, that be'etzem l'chatchile one should be mesev the whole suda. Leikuve, one should be meisiv b'shas tachilas matze and the shtiyas talit koitzis. So, the Briskerov explains that the Rambam held mitzvah sasebe is a mitzvah bifnei atzmo. It's a mitzvah to eat and drink b'haseve. That, that shows cheres. An achila shtiyah v'seibah is at a hiroh of cheres. It's a mitzvah v'seibah. That's what b'diyevet you have to that what the Rambam says emes ha'itzrichin v'seibah v'shas achilas kezayis matzah shtiyah talat koysa. That means le'ikuve you have to make this mitzvah v'seibah v'shas shemekayim mitzvah matzah v'shas you're drinking the dalat koises, that's the zman to make the aseibah. It's a zman. The chatchili should make the aseibah. That means betzem aseibah does not have to matzah. To mitzvah matzah. When you're eating your knedlach, you also should make a aseibah. Areza meshubach. The chatchili, so the chatchili, one should eat the chayv adam laharis as atzma is by all achilas. All achilas alayla should be derech hayis. That's the chatchili. Likuve, you have to make this achila shel cheres b'shas you're drinking the dalat koisis, b'shas you're drinking, b'shas eating the kezayis matze, then you have to make this hasebe. For example, let us just understand for 1 minute, what would be a person drank the dalat koisis, and he maybe drank it without a sebe. So the Briskerov, according to the Rambam, it wouldn't be a svara, drink over again. What do you mean drink over again? The zman was, when I drink the dalat koises, I have to make mitzvah saseba. I drank the dalat koises, I didn't make mitzvah saseba. So what's that drink over again? The dalat koises, I was yaitz already. It's not a tnai in the kiyum of dalat koises. It's a zman in the kiyum of a saseba. There's a mitzvah saseba, which applies by knedlach also, but by knedlach it's meshubach. And by the chilas matzah, then you have to do it. That's the time to do it. But past this man, he ate it, it's kezayis matzah, what he did make it. So he lost the mitzvah saseba. It wasn't the kind of mitzvah saseba, papala. Now he again, he won't accomplish anything. The second achilas like knedlach already. It's not that he was the kind of the mitzvah. That is L'Chayrish, that is the Shittas HaRambam. The Rosh says that if he did not eat the Kizayis Matzah, the Seibe, he has to eat over again. So, the Zetman Doch from the Rosh, that the Rosh held that that is a mitzvah of a Seibe, in this man of the mitzvah, L'Chatchila, the whole Sudan, and Likuve, Mishas, the Achilas Kizayis, and the Dalat Koises, the Rosh Loim Pshat, that's a Tnai in the Kiyam HaMitzvah. It's a Halach in the Kiyam HaMitzvah. Kizayis matzah has to be eaten by a seiber. That's an oifen how you mekayim the mitzvah. If you ate the kizayis matzah without it, see what mekayim the mitzvah of kizayis. That's how it has to be eaten. It's a halacha how the kizayis has to be eaten. I mean, according to the Rosh, it says no din to eat by the knedler. It's not such a din by knedler to eat it, or by the meat to eat it. It's a din the achila shalchi of the achilas matzah. The shtiyas dalat kaisis has to be eaten, and you have to drink the dalat kaisis in an oifa from a sefer. So it's a halacha in the kiyam mitzvah. If you want mekayim the mitzvah properly, so you have to do it over again. You want mekayim the mitzvah of achilas matzah to kill chasa. You want mekayim the mitzvah of shtiyas dalat kaisis kill chasa. So we have here a machloikis, the Rambam in Rosh, in mitzvah sasebe, if it is a mitzvah bifnei atzmo, and the kizayis matzah and the shtiyas dalat kaisis is only a zman when this mitzvah should be done, or if it is not a mitzvah bifnei atzmo, if it is a tnai in halacha in the oifen how mitzvah matzah has to be niskayim, now mitzvah dalat kaisis has to be niskayim. Now, Tosfos asked Akasha, the Gemara held that by after Gaul Yisrael, we finished speaking about the transition, the Yitzi, Me'avdus L'Chayres. Now there's no Mokim for a Seiber. So Tosfos asked, why by the Matzah do you need a Seiber? So Tosfos answers, Shani Matzah, She'iker suda, yaisa miyai. So, first of all, Tosfos is differentiating. Tosfos wants to say there's a difference between the mitzvah of yayin and the mitzvah of suda. The iker suda is by the matzah. So he wants to say pshat the bichas lavom in the first teretz of Tosfos, that this first teretz held like the Rambam, that it's a zman when you have to show cheres. So by the ikasud, you zichir to show cheres. That was the takona, the ikasud, and the ikasud does not mean the knedlach or the bosh. The ikasud is the kizayis matzah. That's the ikasud, the likuve. So by the ikesude, you zicher have to show cheres. That's the chayv odom laharis atzmoi. By the sude, that's the hasebe. That's the achila of cheres. The achila sude, the ikesude should be nechel ba'oifen shel cheres. The yain is not the ikesude. Yain is also mitzad cheres. That means Gemara will say later that if he didn't drink the yayin mazuk, it's not tasty. So the cheres lo yotza. The yayin, the dalat kaisis is also mitzad cheres. But here, by the dalat kaisis, they said it is sufficient if he was meisiv by the shtiyas hayayin b'shas. We're speaking about an amire of haitzor me'avdus l'cheres. Aber the iker musig in chshivis of a seibe is b'shas esude, and the an achila becheres. So therefore, by the matzah you have to you by the matzah you need an achila of by the matzah you have to have an achila be seibe. Shani matzah shehi iker sude yaisa miyayin. So that's why by the ikasuda there was a machayev that the Suda has to be Derech HaSeder. V'oi, now Taisu says a second Teretz, V'yayin Hesev Kvar, V'shnei Koises Horishoin. Now Taisu wants to say, in the second Teretz, that Emerson, there's no difference between Yayin and Matzah. Yain is Moir al Cheres, and therefore you need a Shtiya Shal Cheres of a Sebe. And the Suda is also, you need a Suda Shal Cheres. But you don't need that, Likuve, you don't need that the whole Suda should be Shal Cheres. You don't need that the whole Shtiya should be Shal Cheres. So Taisva says, that's what we say, May da Hava Hava. May da Hava Hava is a Svorit, not that you can't. Maida Hava Hava means that since we were Mikayim, Ahiroas Cheres, by the Chtei Koises Horishoini, so that is sufficient. So Memele, these man later is, since the first two Koises are more applicable to the Dinah Sebe, because the first two Koises of his man was speaking about the Itzo Me'avdus L'Cheres, so in this inyan of shtir of cheres, it's sufficient if a chelik of the shtir was derech haseibe. That's the svara. Not that it's not shayich oiro of cheres after gol Yisrael. No pshat is you don't need it as long as I made a chelik of the mitzvah of cheres, which is the dalet koises. A chelik of that mitzvah was done. Was drunk derech haseibe, so that's sufficient. So that zikha achelik of the suda also has to be with achila shal cheres. So if you're, but you, that means you can't say I won't make any haseibe by the suda because it's after gol Yisrael. After gol Yisrael is pshat is that so since the hayros cheres of before gol is Yisrael. Is more choshev than the Eros Cheres after Gol Yisrael, and we don't have to make Eros Cheres on the complete Shtiyah, so we're boicher the Shtiyah of before Gol Yisrael to make Eros Cheres. Masha Einkein, so Mamelus, that's why after Gol Yisrael we don't make. We yitzah with the first Chelik, with a mitzvah Haseibe. But by Matzah you also need a mitzvah, by the Suda you also need a mitzvah Haseibe. You can't say, since it's after Gol Yisrael, I won't make any Haseibe whatsoever. So that's why, by Matzah al Kaponim, you have to make some sort of Haseibe by the Matzah. Ba'oid sheksuva b'toire zeichel acheret, shle hispik b'tzeikom lahachmes ad shenigalo. Ba'avagav ba'avi lechem oini, yesh lo'ichlo derech eret. Now, the third teretz of Taisvis is machadish, that the first two terutim Taisvis held that the din haseibe by matzah is mitzad lesser the suda. You have to have a suda that's nechal derech eret, a mitzah suda that's nechal derech eret. But the din in the suda. The third mahalach of Taisvis is not the din haseibe is in the mitzvah. The mitzvah of matzah is machayev cheret. Because the mitzvah of matzah is, the mitzvah is, that's the whole mitzvah, shlai hispik b'tzeikam lahach mitzat shenigalu. So the whole mitzvah of matzah is the hirov, the hitzor me'avdus l'cheres. And the shti is yayin, so the yayin is dependent on what we're speaking about. The koises were nisken on the amira of hagodes. So are we speaking about the hallow? We're speaking about the yitzias of hakel, so the gemara holds, that the koises which were niskan on the inyan of yitzia me'avdus l'cheres, those koises should have a shtia of cheres derech haseder. But the mitzvah of matzah is zicher. The whole mitzvah is the yitzia me'avdus l'cheres that b'shas the geula how to explain how the cheres came about. It was a cheres asher hispik b'tzeikam lahachmetz. So the whole mitzvah is a mitzvah of Eros Cheres. So this mitzvah, zikha needs haseibe. So here in the third Teretz, the Birchas Avraham is Mesupik, if Tosfos in the third Teretz also holds like the Rambam, that Haseibe is a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo, but the mitzvah should be zichro done b'shas yomikayim, the mitzvah of matzah, which is a mitzvah of which ahiros gula of shlahispik b'tzeika matcha nigalu. Or perhaps Tosfos in the third Teretz holds like the Rosh already, that the mitzvah Haseibe is a halach in the kiyum ha-mitzvah. So Memela, this mitzvah of Cheres, the Chazal were mesaken that this mitzvah has to be nechol al yidei Haseibe. Umah shetzorich Haseibe b'matzaynik shemevolchem al chilas matzo b'afi koimin. So Bichas Avraham is metzadet, could be Tosfos is saying this only according to the third Teretz. According to the third Teretz, that the din has Seibe by matzah is out the mitzvah of matzah. So then fakel, so then the you have to cheshbin by the achilas matzah, the afikoyme. According to the first two terutzim, that the mitzvah of Seibe is totally out the suda shaboy, you have to have an achilas suda by Seibe. So it could be as long as Erek is Zayas by Seibe, it's finished. But why does the afikoyme have to be by Seibe? So the Gemara was Messiah that all of them need a Seibe, all Dalat Kaisis. All Dalat Kaisis need a Seibe, Bishashtiyah. The Tzorich Iyun, Im Shochach Veloy Hesiv. What will the din be, Im Shochach Veloy Hesiv, Im Yachzer V'yishter? He should drink again. One Sophic. Again, another Sophic, Im Bekoy Shlishi, Loi heisev, im yochel lachzer velishtois beseibe, afo gav de ben shlishi lerbi loi yishte. Now, it could be that Tosfos says over here two sfeikas. Tosfos first sofik is, im shochach loi heisev, im yachzer v'yishte. By the first case, he wasn't meisev. Should he drink over again? So could be, Tosfos is Mesupik Take, we want to say, according to the third Teretz, he can clear that Tosfos says that the mitzvah Haseibe is totally in mitzvah matzah, then we can clear already, Tosfos holds like the Rambam, or Tosfos holds like the Rosh. So could be, the Tzorchin is as follows, Im Shochach B'loi Hesev, Im Yachzev Yishter. It could be that's the suffix. If we say like the Rambam, says man, that says man of Eros Cheres, so it's too late. It's a past as man. There's no Indian in Yarza Vyishta. He drank the first kais, but he made Kiddush already. If you learn that it's a halacha in the Shtiyas HaKais, the Faket said on the Shtiyas HaKais, so he did it Shaloike Tikunai. That Tosfos Sofik, should he drink or shouldn't he drink? Could be that's the first Sofik. V'chein, the second Sofik, im b'koy shlishi le'hesev, im yochel avza v'lishtes b'sei b'afo gav ben shlishi l'rabi y'lo'yishte. Could be the second Sofik is going as follows. If we will assume that it is take haloche in the kois, that the kois should be, one should drink the kois b'sei b'. It's halacha, say the how the kais should be drunk. So perhaps Tosfos is mesupik, is this a oifin hamehuda, how the kais should be drunk? Or this is a oifin leikuva, how the kais should be drunk? That means he could learn, that's fakelt, that it's taka a seder in the shtiyas hakais, but it's fakelt, that's chathila the kais should be drunk like that. So it'll come, if it's only a chathila de kedin in the seder, so it could be there's a difference between the first kais and the third kais. The first kais, I drank it without a seder. So I wasn't mekayim the shtiyah kitikunai kihiduroi. So I drink over again. Be mekayim na kitikunai vihiduroi. But the third kais is a new problem. By drinking again, it's nearly kemaisif ala kaisis. Tzmemeila efshel, so who says the hiddur is to drink again? By drinking again, we're getting into difficulties. That's why not allowed to drink it. So maybe then shev al tasa. So the hiddur is not to do it, not to get involved with meisav al kaisus. That is a vitzal chatchila dikedin. But what if we say it's ma'akiv v'di'evit, that you want yoytze? So then the Rosh says a beautiful vote, and the Rosh says, by us, it's not meisav al kaisus. He didn't drink the third kais yet. He wasn't yoytze the third kais, and I have to drink the third kais. So then he has to drink it over again. So it could be these are the two sveikas and taisvus. Taisvus is, the first of it, and taisvus is, and that's a mitzvah seibe, is it a halacha in the shtiyas hakoyis? And so if it's halacha, then one should drink over again, if it's by the first kois. So maybe it's not a halacha in the shtiyas hakoyis. It says man went to be mekayim mitzvah seibe, so mamela it's papastas man. Now, in the second topic is, afilu will assume it is halacha, is it a halacha lechatchila, which would be nitche, from the Isar of Ein, the Nirika Meisav Alakais, was that Allah, but the Yevet, so my male is not called Meisav Alakais. Look to Gemara weiter. Tragdan, Loishmei Hesebe. If a person will lie on his back, that is not called Hesebe. Yemin, Loishmei Hesebe. Leaning on the right side is not called Hesebe. Not only is it not called a say, but Hashem yagdim kon elevashit v'yovi l'day sakon. Let us see the Rashban. So the Rashban, Pragden ponov klape mailo v'shoichel alachoyev. He's lying on his back. Hasebis yamin, lav shmo hasebe, shrebi yaminoi hu tzorich lechel. So that means the whole musik of Hesebe, Derech Heres, is not applicable Derech Yemin, because he has difficulties eating. So you don't have a Derech Heres over here. Shema Yagdim, so first the Rashbam brings up Shata, this is going back on Pragden Koi. This is going back on Pragden. He says, so it says like this, Pragdom Loishmei Hesebe, Hesebe Shemin Loishma Hesebe. Now going back and pragdim, not only is loishma say, but it's a sakon. Shemitoich shetzavorei shoyche lachayrev shofoy. Since his neck is stretched out backwards, koiva asoisim espi akone niftach, umiskapa lamaila, vikone poishet lamaila, there is a koiva, there is a covering that when the covering is closed, so that ensures that the food does not go down through the windpipe. But when he's lying on his back, so automatically this koiva opens up. So the food will enter the windpipe and nechna. Kach perish rabbeinu shleimer. So this v'loy oid is going back on pragde. V'koshali, amayle somche lahai, why did he first go to Hasebis Yemin and then he goes back to Prag? The rabbi say pirshu shema yagdem kona leveshit. The veshit avi al tzad yamin. The veshit is al tzad yamin. V'nivtach ha-koyve shalpi ha-kona me'elo kshumate klap yamin. That the koiva over the kone opens up when he's noitel at tzad yamin. V'michnas b'machal reis hakone. Shnechel amashke nechnas b'model chaveshet. So memele, so this is going on fakert, on tzad yamin. Kach nire b'einai, v'sei b'shemin koi. It is some chele didei. So the chele is a big nafkemin asis. The nafkemin will be by an iter. So out the first time, before we said that Sebes Shemin is Loishmo HaSebe. So Loishmo HaSebe, because it's uncomfortable, because he is to eat B'yaminoi. So with an Iter, the Halacha would be Fakert. He eats B'smoile Fakert, so it's very convenient, HaSebes Shemin. According to the second time, that Al Sakon is, inconvenience here, but HaSebes Shemin would be also because of the Tat Sakon Shaboy. Pragdon ponov lamailo. The Taisus. Loike meforish ponov lamath. Others learn ponov lamath. He's lying on his stomach. Ein derech lechel bin yizet. No one would eat this way. So kochoch. It means he's lying on his back. V'chein mashma b'moichas asfine. T'meisei midbo. D'gonu aprakit. The Gemara says that the Meisei Midbo were lying on their back. But Ozel Parsha Tusei Kare Kedinokit Rumche Biyodai. The Gemara wants to say how tall their feet were lying on their back and their feet were bent. So a soldier carrying a Roimach high could walk underneath the bridge that their feet made and it didn't, there was enough space. But we see over there Al Kaponim that Pragdon is a lotion of lying on the back. So the Gemara weiter. Isha eitel baila leiboy haseibe. Vim isha chashuvehi sricha haseibe. Ben eitel ovi boy haseibe. Let us see the Rashbam. Dr. Rashbam. Isha eina tzricha haseibe, mimnei emes bailo, ukfufoloi. Beforish beshiltes rabachoi, lav dachayu denoshi lemizge. Now, we see, first of all, that the Rashbam did not have agirse. Agirse says, Isha eitzel bailo. If she's together by the seder with her husband, so Memela Leiboya Seder. Rashbam's gift was Isha Eina Tzricha Seder. Not speaking about your husband, not husband. We're speaking about Isha Eina Tzricha Seder. So according to this Girsa, we can understand the vow, the lashon of the Shiltis. The Shiltis loim shad lav dachayu denoshi lemizge. It's not the derech. The Haseber is an achila derech heiris. So you have to have someone who that's derech achilosai. And Isha is not labdakayu the noshi lemizge. The first lashon of the Rashbam, even though it doesn't say Isha itzol bailo, the first lashon of the Rashbam held mibnei emes bailo akfufoloi. That because of the baal, it's not some as a noshim are not derech lohosim. A Isha itzol bailo, even though they say it's a bailo, mibnei emes bailo akfufoloi. Therefore, is ein etzrich lohosim. So nafkamin will be between the two malchim by a grusha, a money. We'll come back to this Rashbam in 1 minute. Ben Eitzel Oviv, Tzorch HaSeibe, Lehavi Kofof Kol Kach. He's not so Kofof. They bring down that the Bach asks on the Rashbam two pshotim, two kashas. One kasha, according to the Pshat and Rashbam, that she's kfufo lebailo, emes bailo kfufo loy, so the Bach asks, what shall the Misha cheshuvei? But this chiyuvim lebailo, I mean the chiyuv of an Isha lebailo, shetei emes bailo aler kfufo loy, that's applicable by Misha cheshuvei also. Is Mekayim the dinim more than the Emes Bailo Leo? Then he also asks, how could the Emes Bailo, which is only Mestama Din the Rabbonon, be more choshuv or more chomor than Ben Eitzel Oviv, but have he kofof kol kach? By Ben Eitzel Oviv, there's a chiyuv meire min ha-teire. By an Isha, the chiyuv, is only Chiv the Rabbono. That's how the Bach learned. So therefore the Bach wants to be Machia like the Shiltas. To live from Halach and Gansen. Isha and Tzricha say because it's not Derech Noshim to be Mesiv. And then an Isha Chshuva, this is the Dark Olahosiv. Ben Eitzel Ovim is a different thing. There we say, but there's no Bechal, the Cheshm doesn't work with Amos Bailo, Kfufoloi. The Bichas Avrom and the Dvar Shmuel both seem to say that the Rashbam did not mean als the Chiyuv of Eimo. The Rashbam meant als the Metzias that since that's a Hergish ne'emes bailo kufoloi. So that's not called derech haseba. That means it's not the derech for an isha to be mesiv because emes bailo kufoloi. By a ben etzel oviv, since a ben is geisi boy etzel oviv, so memele, so it is called derech lahosiv. It means it is called derech haseba. A ben is geisi etzel oviv. Lehavi kofuf kol kach. It is related, the difference between Rav Baruch Ber and the Brisker Rav. Rav Chaim Brisker used to speak very bekitzel. And one of the difficulties to understanding oimek dvorov, he was a mir de kamken. He spoke very bekitzel. Rav Baruch Ber is given a Talmud. So, the Rebbe said two words, finished. So now, he had to go and sit down and figure out what pshat in the Rebbe's two words. The first, b'chashmul and kedushin, we have mamish at tzatzir, Chaim said zwei Wörter, and he's mevayel bariches, what the Rebbe had gemeint. They say, b'skirov is doch given azun. He also asked his father, the father gesucht zwei Wörter. Weißt du doch weiter nicht, was der Tate sagt. Aber er ist doch gewinn azun. So he started asking narische Kasches. It can't be, ja, sag Kasche. So Rav Chaim said, oh, ich sehe, I feel the olive base when the Sugya kennst du noch nicht. So let's learn olive base with you. So that's how he got through. So Meile, he pried it out from his father, al kaponim, to find out what his father really meant. That's how Ben Eitzel Oviv. Lehavi kofuf kol kach. So Mamela, that's Ben is geisi Yitzel Oviv. So Mamela, so it's derech haseba by a Ben. Others will say, according to the Shultis, we see a gewaldig gesagt that the chiv haseba is totally in the derech. So since bismaneinu, that's a shittas rabio, bismaneinu, no one is meisim, so there's no chiv haseba bismaneinu. That's what the rabio wants to say. Iboilu, Talmud Eitzel Rabbi Mai. Toshma, Abaye, Omar Abaye, Ki Havinon, Beimar, when we were by Rabbi, Zaginon Abirchi Dahadodi. We used to be Mesif. Ki Esinen Lebei Rav Yosef, Omalon Loitzri Chisu, Moire Raboch, Ke Moire Shamai. Because you don't have to. Okay, that's not derech haseba. That's not derech haseba to be meisiv b'fnei rabbi. Meisiv makilo the meisiv hilo talmud eitzel rabbi. Kisan yehi b'shul yedinagri. It's speaking about not a talmud that learns teira, not a talmud that learns an umnis. Mir de bingerai, dachs mir that if it's not rabbi muvik, it's also any meisiv. Else the gemara says speaking about talmud she'ene muvik. Let us see Rashi. Rashbam. Sagt der Rashbam, ben etzelovit, bei ma, rabbe. Aber so gina birche da dodi, kolecho nisch, no birche chaver. Ki es inu lo bei Rav Yosef, der rabbe moloch mikami der Rav Yosef, ke meire shemayim, der sivet shom lo kecha, tiro lo rabbi smid chachomen. Ish ve meire rabboi, lo meire shemayim. Vishul ye de nagri, palmide shal nagar, shemalam de umnes. Sagt Teisus ne rabboi, ein zorich haseibe, Here the Oviv who Rabbi Nami ain't Tzorich. Yos od Loigore me Rabbi Ache. What the difference if he's a father? I mean, out mitzad Rabbi, as the Rabbi Yoichet. Now it's Rabbi. There's no denesayde. Be you stam of Melamed Livnoi Teirin, kedemrine per kama de kedushin. Sheben yorim Yoviv Yosim imin esh Melamed Teir. Velochi kama ne Oviv Tzorich haseibe. So why is it verkehrt that if you have these two components are an Av and the Rebbe fakert, so the kirov of an Av Livnoi is goiver over the Meire of Talmud L'Rabbe. Look the Gemara weiter. Iboilu Shamish Mai. Toshma, Om Rabbi Shuma Levi, HaShamish She'ochol Kizayis Matzik Shumei Siv Yotza. Shamish is Yoitze when he ate a Kezayis Matzah. Mesiv in? Loi meisiv loi. So you see, he's only yoitze when he's meisiv. Shmamino boy yeseibe shmamino. Now, the Rosh brings a raya from this Gemara. We mentioned before that the Rosh says that if a person eats the matzah without a seibe, he's not yoitze mitzvah's matzah. That's what the Rosh says. It's a din, it's a halach in the mitzvah's achilas matzah. So the Rosh brings a raya from this Gemara. The Gemara says, Hashamish she'ochel kezayis matzah k'shu meisiv, yotzah. He ate the kezayis matzah when he was meisiv, yotzah. He was mekayim mitzvah's matzah. Meisiv en le meisiv loy shmami no boy a seibe. So you see, he needs a seibe, and he's only yaitze the mitzvah when it was meisiv. So lechayre, this is a kasha on the Rambam. But Skirov said, according to the Rambam, it's a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. It's a mitzvah to make a seibe b'shas yomekayim achilas matzah. But it's not a tenai, it's not a aloch in the mitzvah of achilas matzah. So how did the Rambam learn shat in this Gemara? So the Buskirov says, could be that the Rambam loim shat in this Gemara, that the Yotzo is not going on mitzvahs mat, it's going on mitzvahs haseibah. But the Rambam himself said that it's b'shubach to be meisiv, the whole Suda. But the chiyuv is by the mitzvahs, by the matzah, the mitzvahs by the matzah. So memele, so ashamish, ochel, kizayis, matzah, Kshuhu meisiv yotzos, he was mekayim mitzvahs haseibe. That's what Buskirov wants to say. But I don't understand the Loshna Gemara afterwards. The Gemara says, meisiv en. When he was meisiv, then he's mekayim mitzvahs haseibe. Loi meisiv, loi. If he's not meisiv, he's not mekayim mitzvahs haseibe. Versteht sich? If he's shmami no boy a seibe, the raya needs a seibe. What's the raya? The raya needs a seibe. The loshna gemara is very unclear. Meisiv, and when he's meisiv, he's mekayim mitzvah a seibe. Versteht sich? Loi meisiv, he's not meisiv. Versteht sich? He's not mekayim mitzvah a seibe. He wasn't meisiv. So the loshna is shver. Shmami no boy a seibe. From the loy meisiv loy is I mean that's ichah poshet. He's not meisiv. He's not mekayim mitzvah seibah. The shaila is a different shaila. Is he mechuyev seibah? There's two shailas. There was a shaila is a shamish mai. Is a shamish chayiv seibah. If he's meisiv, if he's yoytze, if he's not chayiv, and if he's could be he's yoytze, but he's not chayiv either. But the loshen meisiv ain loy meisiv loy is lechera unclear. According to the Briskerov's pshat.